Bye. Preparation for God's next move. other programs that we either had to switch or change or put on pause during the pandemic and other things that we had to go through. Now, this morning, I'm going to say, as we come back in, we come back in preparation of God's next move.
Right there.
It's his new mix. It's a new mix coming up. It's not going to ever be like it was before. We have to give up on that. Amen. Just embrace what he's going to do next. In the movie, most of y'all may have seen it in the movie, Facing the Giants, there is a scene in the movie, Facing the Giants, where the coach is discouraged. The team is losing all the games, and not just losing by a little bit.
Yeah.
They're losing by a lot. The team is discouraged, and there are some parents and some people trying to undermine the coach.
Yeah.
He goes to the assistant coach and talks to the assistant coach and to say, hey, you can be head coach if we get rid of the coach. Amen.
Right.
So he talks about that. Also, his wife is struggling with infertility, and they're having a money crunch at home, and the car is going down, and he's discouraged. He's discouraged because it seems like everything around him is falling apart, and he's discouraged. And one of the teachers at the school who prays over the locker often, who prays over the locker often, and he comes into the coach's office and he gives him an encouraging word, amen, talking about how God opened the door, no man can close, and God knows the door, and no man can open it. And if you trust in God, then God can make a way. And as he is leaving, the coach began to question him a little bit more. And a man tells a story about two farmers who really need rain. Amen. Because the crops in the land is dry, and they really, really need rain. And he said that both of these farmers prayed. Both of them prayed. That's a good thing. It's always a good thing to pray. Both farmers prayed. But one went out and prepared the ground.
Okay.
And the other didn't prepare the ground. And then he asked the coach, which man had the most faith? And he said, the one that prepared the ground.
Yeah.
So what do you want coming to you? I'm telling you, best say that. Best is time to prepare the ground.
Right.
So God's next move. God will have a next move. And the time was to prepare the ground.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Haggai wanted to say to us this morning. Amen. As we prepare for God's next move. Now, probably Pastor Dan is going to preach about these same verses. But he can fill in everything I leave out.
Right.
So I don't have to worry about leaving stuff out. But now, the book of Haggai only has a couple of chapters.
Right.
And it's called a minor prophet, but just because it's called a minor prophet, he's called a minor prophet, doesn't mean his message is minor.
That's true, man.
That's real.
Just because you call a minor prophet doesn't mean what you're saying is unimportant.
That's good.
The only thing that separates the minor prophets from the major prophets is the major prophets took a long time to say it. And the minor prophet just said it in a little piece. Amen.
All right.
Books of the major prophet are larger than the books of the minor prophet, but they are equally important. Amen. In us, what God has to say to his people.
Amen.
So now, what are you trying to say? Let me tell you first. Let's go back to chapter. I have to give you a little context. It's chapter one. This. The people began to work on God's house, on the temple. But then, all of a sudden, they just stopped. And they said, it's not time for us to work on God's house. It's not time for us to work on God's house. We're going to wait for a sign. We'll wait for God to show up with me. But right now is not time for us to work on God's house. And God told the people. He said, okay, you said it's not time for you to work on God's house. Mm-hmm. Okay, okay. But wait a minute. What about your house?
Come on out.
God's house is in disarray.
Right.
Amen. God's house is not being built. But now they went down nice wood and built their own house.
Hello.
Because they did not prioritize the glory of God. They prioritized their own agenda. How often, my brothers and sisters, do we prioritize our own agenda rather than prioritizing God's agenda? Oh, somebody, okay, I'm here if you want to do that. It's okay for you to do that.
My God! My God.
Now, I'm okay to just in case you didn't know, that's backwards.
Amen.
Because the Matthew says, seek ye first.
First.
The kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Come on now.
nothing to me.
Right.
Fixed income don't mean nothing to me.
Right.
Amen. Ain't no fixed income in heaven.
Come on.
Right. Right.
The stock market don't ever go down in heaven.
Come on.
I can still give you everything you need. Yep. And when you feel like you don't have everything you need, because, amen, you're kind of running a little low, don't worry about it, because my God is able to all. Give me the strength. Give me the strength. Give me the strength. I can do all things.
Yes,
through Him that strengthens me. So Paul said, yeah, I've been hungry, but it's all right. He gave me strength.
Right,
I've been full.
Yeah.
But sometimes you need strength when you're full, too.
Amen.
Don't think you don't need strength when you're full. Because sometimes when you're full, you get full of you.
You're right.
And ain't nobody getting full of you. So you need help not only when you're hungry, but you need help when you're full. Amen. So He's able to give us strength to balance our life and to take us through the time, take us through those times when we're running low. He'll send the prophet by the widow power just in time.
Amen.
You may be down to the last little bit, but thank God I know the prophet will come by.
Yes.
God will send somebody.
Yes.
How many of y'all, and these are the ones like 7 years and over. How many of y'all here want to be some solid temple in the form of glory? So, what's for the Lord? Now he said, okay, those of you that saw Solomon the temple, how do you see it now? Three questions he asked. How do you see it now? And then he asked, is it not as nothing in your eyes?
Wow.
It is the same.
Wow.
Man, this ain't nothing. I want a temple like we used to have. You can't go forward. The ties in the past.
My God.
He had a nostalgic look back. The proper nostalgic look back is you can see the good is maximized while the bad is minimized. You think a good old day, but back in the actuality of the good old days, they weren't that good. But as you think back, oh, there was a good old day, because you are maximizing the good and you are minimizing the bad.
Okay.
We do not want to be a church who lives in its history. Y'all hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We had a great time in our history. But we don't want to live in our history.
All
right. We got a little gallery of photographs and things that we've done in the past. And you look at it and you say, oh man, I remember we did it. All the people that got saved here. The people that got baptized here. The people that graduated. The organizations that we done helped. Amen. All of the folk that grew up and were discipled here. All the young people that were here at different points in time. And we look at this, man, it was a great time back then. Remember when we took the trip to Houston and we saw the comet. I remember when we went to San Antonio and we went to the amusement park. I remember the trips we took. I remember all the things we did. And those are good times. But I'm trying to tell you, even the thing that God is spiritual, the amount of people that, when I say, got saved and baptized and turned out to do great things, that's history.
All right.
A church cannot live in its history.
Amen.
We can't live with our mind focused on. Now, we, of course, we want to enjoy it, but we learn from history.
Amen.
And we see what God can do.
Right.
And that's okay. It's just like a rear view mirror. You look up there and look at it every once in a while. But you don't be driving down if you want to get where God is taking you.
Alright.
It's alright to glance at your history to remind you how great God has been.
Right, right.
But I'm trying to tell you, God is not a has been.
Come on,
come on.
That's good.
He's working right now.
Amen.
He's working right now.
That's right. He's not a has been. God is above of the now.
Yeah, right now.
He's eternal. So now we gotta look forward. We gotta be prepared for whatever it takes. The new technology, he will give us new ideas, new invention, new ways of doing ministry.
Amen.
But when you look around, even in our world, there's things that will discourage you. If you don't use, see. In the first passage, when they weren't prioritizing God, what happened? They got a distraction. Mm-hmm. They went to build on their own house.
They had
to build their own stuff. Well, that's a show of nice. Inviting people over. Because you want your own glory.
Yeah.
You build your own house because you want your own glory. Well, you want folks to come to heaven. Well, girl, you got a nice. Ooh, that's nice.
You did that, right?
That's your group.
Yeah.
You want to talk about how good your house is. How well your house is furnished.
Okay.
The kind of you want your own group, but then they go down and look at the temple.
My God.
And God ain't getting no glory.
Yeah.
Because your glory was what I'll tell you, it's never going to be like it used to be.
Right.
But the good news about that is it's going to be better.
Right. What's the
comment? I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that. I've got a few more things to say before I get to that point. It's not what it used to be. So if he can't get you with distraction, he'll get you with this scary. Everybody's scary, but it just don't look like that last move of God. But God, I got some people here who've been with the Lord a little, they've been with the Lord a little while.
All right.
And most people who've been with the Lord, who walk with God long enough, they know God goes from, he always goes better.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
In other words, God, if he does something good, it'll be better.
Right.
Best. You know, he always goes to that positive. God don't say, okay, I'm doing something good, then I'm going to do something fair.
You don't go back.
Then I'm going to do something
He doesn't go back.
God don't go anyway. So that's what I'm trying to tell you. If you know what God has already done for us, that's why we're so excited.
Amen.
And looking at his next move.
Amen.
Because his next move is always better. Giving it to you when we just come. move. It just can't. There has to be prioritization first. Prioritization. Then there has to be preparation. Prioritization and then preparation. God is going to make another move is coming. Another move is coming. I hear a children talking about it in a prayer. All we need to say, I don't know what that move is going to be, but whatever you're doing in this season,
That
needs to be our prayer.
Yeah.
Lord, I don't know what you're going to do in this season, but whatever you're doing in this season, Lord, don't do it without me. I've had the right preparation and all of him. anything, don't do it without me.
Right.
He's going to do it without me.
Amen.
He's going to work around me.
Yes, he will.
Because he don't want me messing up stuff.
Come on.
Right.
Y'all hear me? Everybody hear me?
Amen.
Because I need y'all to go with me on this next step. Amen. I'm a pastor. I can't make the next step by myself. We got to all be ready for this next step.
Right.
It's coming.
Come on.
I don't know how soon it's coming, but I guarantee you, God is getting ready to do something. God is up to something.
Yes,
y'all hear me?
Yes,
he's up to something. Yes, I can know when he's up to something. Amen. You can smell it in the air. Yeah. Yeah. Love you. He's a great God. We want to remember how our Lord suffered and died on Calvary's cross. He did it voluntarily. Nobody took his life. But he gave it away. He gave his life. So he can come see for us that we might come to the righteousness of God. It's a terrible time to go to the crucifixion. But he suffered it all on our behalf. With those things in mind, I ask you to take a couple of moments to bow where you are. God, we ask you to bring to our remembrance, to our hearts, things in our lives that are not like you. Those big things, those next things we need to work on. God, so we prepare for your next move. We know it's going to be something out of this world, because you're out of this world, God. You say in that scripture we just read that you're going to shake up things. All the silver and gold in your life. And just like you did for that temple, you shook it up. All the gold that Herod had when it made that temple better than Solomon's. But there's another temple you told us about. It was your body. You said, I'm going to tear this temple down. But in 3 days, it's going to raise up again. And we know you're talking about your body. And now we ain't nobody. And you ain't worried for us. So now, God, just give us those things that we need to move so we can be totally yours. Totally unified. As we bow for a couple of moments, God, may the Spirit reveal those things to us.
Shake things up before you move.
Amen.
So sometimes
When things are getting shaken up in your life, he's getting ready. Get ready. He's getting ready to move in your life. So let's be prayer. Thank you so much. Let's stand.
Good afternoon. I have an announcement. You know, this time of year, so graduation season, and it's in the air, and we will have an announcement from our own Gabrielle.
Kirsten.
Amen.
My high school watching at the graduation celebration. It will be May 27th, 2022 at 8 p.m. Location is going to be the Inspiring Body of Christ Church at 7701 South Westmoreland Road in Dallas, Texas. We want to congratulate them.
Amen.
Now, henceforth, and forevermore, let us say together.